Super Besties. It is your girl, Shelby. And if this is your first time here, welcome. If you're a returning subscriber, welcome back. You know I love you. Every single week, I am here pouring you up a big, bold cup of Christ. And this week is no different. We are continuing to Bible study with me. And I am going to be taking you into the book of Isaiah. If you've been around here on the channel for a while, then you know I've been in Isaiah for a long time now. And if you are unfamiliar and you're here for the first time, I am typically reading multiple reading plans at once. As I have said before in prior videos, I like to read a book of the Bible at a time and not jump around, to really just focus my studies on a specific book. And in addition to reading my personal study, which is Isaiah, I am also still keeping up with my reading plan for Bible Beauty Co. And I am also a member of Disciple Her Ministries, so I'm trying to keep up with my reading and studies over there as well. And then we are doing a psalm study at church. So as you can tell, I'm just busy with reading a lot of different books in the Bible. And then if you add on to that, I am also reading the Bible in a year. So as you can imagine, I am just overwhelmed with reading different books in the Bible. And so I'm doing my best to keep up with all of the studies as and when I can. But I am still reading Isaiah. I'm actually at the tail end of Isaiah. So let's just hop right into reading the book of Isaiah. And I'll share with you my thoughts, my takeaways on Isaiah, as I always do. I'm going to take a second because I realized I've been pulling these books out for a while and I have not said anything about what they are. So I've added to this stack here. If you've been around for a while, then you know these two books have always been a part of my Bible study. So obviously you got to have the Bible. I have been working in reading through the Jesus Bible for the last 2 years now. Before that, I had a basic pew Bible, which I still have. And I would love to move the notes over, but I have not. So it is what it is. And then my faith journal, which, you know, is my staple. It's my go-to for Bible studying. And that's where all my Bible study notes are. So I have, like, this is probably the fourth one I've used. So all my prior notes are in my faith journal. And I can always look back on those. And I often do in order to get inspiration on things to share. But anyways, so these two have been around for a while. My ESV study Bible I've had for a long time as well. I don't always pull them out in the video because sometimes I use it from my phone. A lot of times I use it from my phone. So I've always had this one as well. And I just started to pull it out more now that my kids are a little bit older. I feel a little bit more comfortable taking this one out. And then this book I've had for just a few months now. And it's the complete Jewish Bible. And I bought this because I watched one of Myron Golden videos, and he was talking about how he Bible studies, and he talked about using the complete Jewish Bible as a part of his, like, Bible study. I hate to say routine because that's really not what he shared, but nonetheless, I decided to grab this and get a copy of it for myself. Thus far, what I would say that I like the most about it is seeing God's name in the original language, seeing Jesus' name in the original language. I just love that. I'm obsessed with all the different names of God. And so for me, that's probably my favorite part about using this Bible. So I always read, or I try to read whatever I'm reading in my ESV Bible in this Bible, just to see what the difference is and what it says. I also like the fact that in each book of the Bible, they have a little summary. So that's been nice to see, like, what the summary of each book says. And that's pretty much the main things that I've been doing with the complete Jewish Bible. I'm sure there is, you know, more to learn, more to discover, but as it's only been a few months, those have been the main two things that I've been doing since purchasing this Bible. I actually purchased it used and it's in really good condition, and so I'm excited and happy about that. I've been purchasing a lot of used books lately and just kind of overindulging, honestly, on different Christian book. I also bought The Women of the Bible, which Antonisha recommended, and I have been loving that to look at. It helped me to make sure the scriptures that I shared that I didn't miss anything in the scriptures that I shared for our Bible study with me on Martha. And then we have another Bible study with me, which is probably a good time to just go ahead and say that. We're going to have a Bible study with me on Rahab soon. So I was looking at this to make sure there was no additional scriptures that I was missing for Rahab. So it was pretty cool to be able to just have this at my hand, like at my fingertips, to easily reference and make sure for the topical studies that I'm starting to do on the channel that I'm not missing any scriptures in which the women are mentioned. So that has been nice. So I figured I'd share that really quickly. As you know, I use the SOAP method to Bible study. And so that is how we are going to be Bible studying in today's Bible Study With Me video. So we are going to start off by reviewing the scripture. I'm going to share with you my observations, and then I'll share my application and how I am applying today's word. And then we will close out in a prayer. Today we are reading Isaiah chapter 55. Come everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourself in rich foods. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make you an everlasting covenant. My steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commanders for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our Lord, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from the heavens and do not return there, but water in earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from your mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountain and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clasp their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up, instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So my standout verse for today was Isaiah 55 verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. All right, so of course now I want to share with you my observations from Isaiah 55. Come all who are thirsty, you don't need money for this wine and milk. Why do you buy things that won't sustain you and work for things that can't satisfy you? Listen to me and delight in my word. Offer your ear to God. Come to him. He'll make a covenant with you just as he did David. Just as David was a leader, so will you be. They will run to you because of God. Seek the Lord and repent, for he is compassionate. His thoughts and ways are higher than ours. Just as the rain sprouts seed, so does God's word. God's word will serve its purpose, and you should find, and you will find, joy and peace in God's word. And you will find yourself singing God's praise. So Isaiah 55, the first 1 to 3 verses, reminded me of John.
chapter 4, verse 13, where Jesus is speaking to the Samaritan woman. And it reads, Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And that's John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. So, of course, this cross-reference, it came in my head because I've read John before. And this verse we've actually talked about on a different podcast episode. And so it came to my head because it reminded me of what was said in Isaiah. I did not check my study Bible, but for the sake of this video being as accurate biblically as possible, of course, I had to pull out my study Bible and double check to see if it's listed as a cross-reference. And when I went to John chapter 4 and I checked my study Bible, there it said that the phrase "will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life" is reminiscent of Isaiah 12:3. It's also reminiscent of Isaiah 44:3 and Isaiah 55:1-3. Y'all don't know how much joy it brought me to be like, oh my gosh, I just tied those two together all on my own without the study Bible. Anyways, that really just made my whole little morning before I get ready to go to church. But I did want to share those additional cross references. So let me repeat them one more time in case you missed them. So Isaiah 12:3, Isaiah 44:3, and then Isaiah 55:1-3 are all cross references to John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. Y'all excuse my dog in the background. He's doing the most this morning. So my key takeaways for today were really about unbelief, and it alludes to it, but it does not talk specifically about it. But it talks about basically how we are chasing after things, looking for things to fulfill us that will never sustain us. And the only thing that will sustain us, although it's not stated plainly, right? It's alluded to through the verses 1-3. Like, the only thing that will sustain us is God. And so my takeaways from today's verse are the application portion of the SOAP method is: our unbeliefs cost us. It doesn't cost God, because his work is already done. And that's why he can be trusted. We have to remember that God is an omnipresent God. He knows the time from the beginning to the end. So although this is your current time, right? You're in your current season. That does not mean that God doesn't know the future, right? Because he has already gone there. He's already gone there, been back. Like, he travels throughout time. So he's not bound by time like we are. I think that's sometimes a reminder that would help us to recognize God's sovereignty, that would help us to better trust God and know that he is already aware of the plans that he has for us, of the purpose he has for us. So we can trust when he's downloading things on us, when he's giving us scripture, when he's giving us visions, when he's speaking to us as we read scripture, we can trust that God knows what's going to happen in the future for us, and we can rely on him, and we know that he won't fail us. So the rest of my notes is: his work is already done. He is awaiting your yes. He's awaiting for you to trust him. He's awaiting for you to be obedient and to follow his instructions. And obedience has been a word that I'm kind of focusing on this month specifically, but it's probably gonna be my word for next year as well. But it's just so important that we take heed to those instructions from God. Sometimes they're small, sometimes they're significant choices. Not choices, because when he gives us instructions, it's usually not a choice. He's usually telling us what to do. So sometimes it's small, sometimes it's big, but just walk in that obedience to trust him and do whatever it is that he's calling you to do. And if you ever are doubting that you're hearing his voice correctly or properly, don't be afraid to ask for confirmation. Read your word. That's also a great place to find confirmation. And of course, also having a church home, right? Having a place where you have a shepherd who is helping you in your spiritual walk, God will often use your shepherd as a place of confirmation. He's done that for me many times. And so I definitely want to encourage you in that same, with that same advice. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity to share your word with my sisters and my brothers in Christ. We just pray that you would be with each and every one of them, that you would fill them with your perfect peace, that you would fill them with your perfect joy, that most of all, you would decrease them, Father God, and increase your Holy Spirit in them, Father God. We pray that they would feel you in their life, that they would know your presence is in their lives, Father God, that they would know who you are, Father God, so that they would know when you are instructing them to move, that they would be reminded each and every day that you are their sustenance, you are there to sustain them, that you are there to fulfill them, that you are their restorer, that you are their comforter, that you are Jehovah Jireh, their provider, Father God. Let them be reminded of just who you are in their moments of weakness, whether it be a moment of needing healing, whether it be a moment of needing restoration, whether it be a moment of needing deliverance, Father God, let them be reminded that you are a God who can serve and do all of those things, Father God. And most of all, we pray that they would know the power that comes with the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus still does miracles, signs, and wonders today, Father God. So let them know the authority they have through you. Let them know that they are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Father God. Just help strengthen my brothers and sisters so that they may walk boldly in each and everything that you are calling them to. Knowing that in every area where they are weak, Father God, you are making them strong. For there is nothing that you have given us to do that you have given us to do in our own right. We are to do everything you have called us to in your strength, in your power, not in our own, Father God. For the flesh is weak, but through our spirit, we are able to walk in the grace, Father God, that we have through Jesus Christ. So I just pray that each and every one of my brothers and sisters would lean into the Holy Spirit, Father God, that they would recognize the salvation and the redemption that they have through Jesus Christ, Father God, and that they would lean into your understanding and not their own, Father God, that they would know that your thoughts and your ways are higher than ours, and that we can never know the fullness of your plans for us, Father God. And so we just need to trust you with every step of the way, knowing that you are right there with us, leading and guiding us, Father God, if we would just take your sound counsel. In all of these things, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much for watching today's video. If you enjoyed it, please make sure you give it a thumbs up. And if you have not already, make sure you hit that subscribe button. As always, if you enjoyed today's video, make sure you share it with one of your good girlfriends, because you never know who needs a word of encouragement or who needs a Bible study with me, bestie. So make sure you share this video with one of your good girlfriends who could use someone to Bible study alongside her. I would truly appreciate it, and I would love to think that your bold believer bestie would appreciate it as well. Until next time, you guys, be bold, be blessed. Bye!